Good morning, everyone. Well, for a whole lot of families in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, this holiday weekend was a weekend of contemplating a real shocker that unfolded in that Pennsylvania community. In a story that was reported on this program and in the New York Times last week, New York Times reporter Ian Urbina laid out a scheme involving two judges, Mark Chivarella and Michael Conahan. And quite frankly, it's reminiscent of something Charles Dickens might have written about.
The two judges at hand pled guilty yesterday. They pled to having engaged in a scheme in which they initially set up a relationship between the courthouse and a project to build two detention centers. And then subsequently, they began essentially funneling the kids that they were sentencing to the centers, all for a hefty $2.6 million kickback.
That's Ian Urbina of the New York Times talking about those two judges. $2.6 million to deliberately sentence kids and juvenile offenders in the juvenile justice system in Luzerne County to detention in a facility that they had a specific financial interest in. Wow. Families all over Luzerne County are dealing with this in the aftermath of the unfolding of this story. Laureen and Hillary Transu, mother and daughter, join us from Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. Laureen, take us back to the moment when your daughter was sentenced by one of these judges and your shock at the sentence they received and your feelings now.
Well, at the time, it just was unbelievable. It didn't make sense to me. It actually took a few seconds for it to sink in, and then I just kind of fell apart. I couldn't imagine that they had just taken my daughter away in handcuffs, and couldn't understand like how something so unfair and so cold could be carried out on a child. And then to read in the papers and hear on the news and that the judge actually received money, got kickbacks to do this to children and to their families. I can't even find the words to express it. It's horrible. It's just horrific.
Did you come up with any explanation to yourself when the sentence was handed down? I mean, now, of course, it's just corruption. But what did you think at the time was going on?
At the time, I, based on the judge's attitude in the courtroom, the way he spoke to my daughter, the way the whole process was carried out, I really felt like it was kind of an arrogance on his part. In other words, he's the only juvenile justice judge that was hearing cases at that time, and I think he just had the power to do whatever he wanted. He told Hillary, he said, "You remember when I spoke at your school and said, if a kid comes before me, they'll be sent away." And he brought down the gavel and he says, "I mean what I said, take her away."
Hillary,
that was it.
Hillary, you're the teenager in the middle of all this. What's it feel like to have had your life derailed for what amounted to, you know, a couple of bucks for this judge?
It feels horrible, I guess, needless to say. It's kind of, you know, my life gets uprooted and, you know, what is it for? To line the pockets of some judge who's, you know, I was supposed to have faith in to, you know, carry out a sentence that was in my best interest.
We should mention, at least in general terms, what the offense was and the level of severity of the offense and then the sentence that you received. Could you lay out those details as far as you're comfortable?
Well,
go ahead, Hillary.
It was called harassment, but it was a misdemeanor, I guess the third degree. It was for allegedly creating a MySpace about my assistant principal.
But the punishment you received, which is a detail I'm most interested in, what was that?
I received 3 months in a wilderness camp, and was then supposed to do 6 months of probation afterwards.
And for a year and a half after this sentence, you've been dealing with counseling and all sorts of aftermath. Does this decision or does this announcement that the judges received money, does it set you back in your rehab, or does it actually help you find closure?
I would say that it helps me find closure because now I have a legitimate reason. I know why this was going on. It wasn't because I'm necessarily did anything wrong legally, it's because, you know, some guy was making money off of it, and not because necessarily that, you know, I'm a bad kid or something.
Well, it sounds like you've learned a lot of lessons, and maybe you should be speaking at the school assembly next time around. Lorene, before we go, you know, the irony here is that the juvenile justice system is actually supposed to have rehab and, you know, help for young kids at the heart of its core values. This got totally tossed out the window.
That's true. And also you have to understand that my daughter and many, many of the parents and children that we've now kind of networked with is that the offenses were completely minor. I mean, what Hillary was charged with was basically drawing a funny picture of her assistant principal.
Wow.
That was what happened. Another child I know ran away from home at 14 years old.
But as you
say,
Lorene,
another child actually cut school for the day. I mean, who has not cut school?
So mothers and fathers and families all over Luzerne County are talking about, you know, what does this mean?
Oh,
this is a huge story.
It is a huge story. And I think we have to remember that not only does this affect a child, but it affects their parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends. I mean, each child, you know, they're at the center of a family. And when the judge sentences this child, they're sentencing a family to be without their child. I think it's interesting, though, that the judge had two lawyers. He has plenty of time out between when the charges were brought, the arraignment, the sentencing, and was getting paid for part of that time. But when your child is sentenced, the whole thing happens at once. They're arraigned, they have the hearing, they have the sentence, all in 60 seconds, and they're taken away, and you can't even say goodbye.
Wow.
There's not even a hug goodbye. They're just gone.
Well, Lorene, we are grateful that Hillary, at least in this interview, suggests that this gives her a little bit of closure. But just imagine the scars, potentially permanent, of all the kids that were sentenced by these judges and for a paltry $2.6 million. Lorene and Hillary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us on. We appreciate you giving us a voice.
Good luck, Hillary. Lorene and Hillary Transu, mother and daughter, two victims of a scheme which funneled defendants from the juvenile justice system in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, to specific detention centers, and the judges were given kickbacks of $2.6 million. Originally reported in the New York Times, reporter Ian Urbina laid it out on this program last Friday. We talked with two victims this morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.